now you're on.
I'll do it again. All right, I call the meeting to order. We're going to look at the approval for the January 2024 minutes.
I'm Deb Pollard.
You have to do roll call first.
What's that?
Roll call.
You have to do a roll call first.
Oh, I have to do a roll call.
Yeah, so we'll.
Matt?
Here.
Dave? Yep. Now I'm just looking. Kat?
Here.
And we'll be missing.
Albie Bachman.
Albie, he's unfortunately had some surgery and he's home recuperating. Yep. Okay, now we'll go into the approval for the minutes.
I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We have some resolutions here. One is the resolution to approve the 2023 annual budget.
Well, we have approval for the payment to Harris Beach.
Yeah, I was going to get that. Oh, yeah, I passed that, sorry. The payment to the Harris Beach LLC for legal fees.
I'll move it for discussion.
Okay. Second that? I'll second it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I reviewed the bylaws and I, when I was coming up with my resolution to appoint a member to the empty seat, I sought counsel because I needed some clarification. Have you guys read the bylaws?
I haven't gotten a copy yet.
Albie was supposed to bring the bylaws today.
Okay.
And unfortunately, he's out, so.
So the bylaws are not clear on several issues, including there's an independent director, but then later below it lists the chairman, a vice chair, secretary, treasurer. It doesn't outline what an independent director is or what purpose it serves. It also says in the bylaws, let me see here. I apologize. I had a highlighted copy. Section 2A, subsection I, 5 directors shall be promptly appointed by the county manager after being recommended by the appointing authorities. A, 5 members of the board of directors shall be chosen by the Sullivan County Legislature, who shall be deemed the appointing authority of such directors, ex officio or pursuant to their positions as employees of the county, or who are not employees of the county so long as they meet the criteria of Section 2, subsection F, I through F, of this article. And if you go down to Section 2F, there is no F. So I want to recommend, since we are talking about paying Harris Beach a legal fee of $950, that we ask them to review our bylaws and clean them up.
Okay.
Okay.
So you need a motion for that?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So I do have a motion to pay the bill.
I'll also make that.
We've got a motion.
Yeah, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We'll go down to the resolutions now. And the first resolution to approve 2023 annual audit.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution to approve the 2023 annual report.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And the third is a resolution to approve the 2024 budget.
Well, I'm sorry.
I think you were all emailed these earlier. Probably you.
We're required by
Matt.
Sorry.
We're required by the EBO to pass an extended budget the way that it reads. It won't let you pass go if you don't insert all of those years. So they're all estimated, except for the ones that came in as actual.
Okay.
Okay, motion to accept the budget.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Right.
Okay, is there any other business that...
Yeah. I think that you need to appoint a treasurer, because there is no current treasurer,
okay.
And there needs to be one. Suggestion, Kat Scott is the other signer on... No?
I don't know,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not interested.
No.
Matt, are you interested?
Yeah. My spare time is an extinct
creature.
Yeah.
If I did have the time to do it, I would say yes, but I just, I can't.
Does it have to be a board member?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously.
You can't hold two seats.
I can't hold two. You can't hold, Dave can't hold two, right?
I believe the vice chair can, and I believe the secretary can, which is Albie.
Right. Can we?
Is this something we have to?
Is this something we have to do right today? Can we adjourn?
You don't have to, but you should do it sooner rather than later. You should have a treasurer on the board.
Do we do it at next month's meeting?
Yeah.
Can we have Harris Beach clean up the bylaws so that we have a better understanding of these positions and?
I just don't want to say yes to something that I can't devote enough time to do the right way.
I can't.
I understand that. Okay, can we just adjourn that to?
I know, I had another discussion item. It seems like there are people in the legislature who are in favor of dissolving the LDC. Is that something we're willing to entertain in discussion?
Personally, I'm not in favor for that, Dave.
Not either.
Why would that be?
As long as the county is going to continue to own that building and property, I think we do need to have oversight on that.
The county would have oversight if the LDC was dissolved, and the county who owns, who technically pays for everything for that facility through this would have oversight.
The way I come at it, and it's nothing to say anything about you guys or anything else, but being a legislator now, we create a lot of these LDCs. I can see them, they've been defunct for years, a lot of them. Not saying this one is, obviously, but if we as legislators say that, you know, we represent the county and we want to make sure that we have oversight ourselves so that we're answerable to the people, not that you guys aren't as well, but, you know, this is a public meeting, everybody's here, but I feel like, you know, we as legislators should have the opportunity to take control of that and have oversight directly as us nine. That's just my feeling on it, you know. There's two here that don't feel that way, there's two here that do.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Obviously, LB's not here.
Right.
And the last discussion, I'm not speaking for LB, but the last discussion that was brought up, he wasn't interested in obtaining that. We'll let LB speak for herself.
Yeah, that's fair.
My opinion is the only reason for this LDC to exist is to sell that facility. Right. And that has not been the will of the people, and it's not the will of the majority of the legislature at this point.
Well, I think at this time, the majority, it's a small majority of people, as you can see in the room, and I feel that we should continue with the LDC. When I took over chairman, I made it apparent. I made monthly meetings that weren't happening before, so that's my feeling on it.
Would anyone on this LDC entertain entertain a sale?
A what?
A sale of the building.
I would not.
I would not.
At this time, I'm not.
At this time or in the future?
Until we know what's going on, and I don't know, I can't tell you in the future, because it may not be the same people that are there, and that's a broad question. So at this time, we won't sell the building, but I can't tell you down the future, down the road, what the future is going to bring. I do believe, and I'll tell you right here, and everybody's here, I don't believe the county should be in long-term care business for many reasons, for the prices that it's going to cost the taxpayers. It's going to be a big raise, take it back. I know there was concerns when it was operated by the county. I've seen other county, most of the county facilities is sold. I don't think that the county has somebody that can prepare to come in and know the MDSs and the behind the scenes of running it. So
well,
that's my
I would disagree with that as a sitting legislator.
You know what, we can disagree, that's fine. But I know the insides of the operations, and I know the county was losing money before the LDC, before Inficare took it over.
County still losing money with Inficare.
And that's my feeling, so I'll be blunt and right out, focus out with you.
So then my final question is, who here is elected by the public to serve? I am. Matt is. So the public elected me because I campaigned on this issue. So it is the public's will to not sell this facility. So is it fair that this LDC is you know, we have sitting members who are not elected or answerable to the public?
Well, you know, it's interesting. After the article was published in the newspaper that I got appointed to the board, I got inundated. I went to breakfast at the Woodburn Firehouse back in February. I got inundated with people saying, what are you going to do about it? And I said, look, I just joined the board. I need to find out what's going on, get my, you know, the information, and make a decision, an informed decision as to what we're looking at, where we're going to go. And that's why I'm here.
I understand.
I've worked residential facilities for a company called Crystal Run Village for 43 years. We managed over 50 facilities, large and small. I mean, when I first started out, I worked on a facility that had 182 beds. It was the old Flagler Hotel. And we had the Middletown facility, which had 95 beds. We were state licensed. And I took my job seriously. And that's what I'm bringing to this board. I believe in, you know, that we need to care for people. Okay, whether it's private or whether it's the county. But we do need to provide quality care. And that's my perspective.
I understand that, and I believe that as well. But I don't believe that quality care is what is being received at the care center at this time.
That's what I'm hearing.
Like I said, I walked through that building and I found it to be clean. I found their staffing numbers. I heard a report out there that they're jacked. They're not. Those staffing numbers come from payroll. And those payroll numbers get sent to the state. And they are actual numbers. There's no going one way or the other way. They totally admitted, just like every nursing home in Sullivan County and the other 600 throughout the state, they're having the same problem with staffing levels.
I understand.
And maybe
that.
If we weren't so negative in the paper, maybe more employees would like to go there.
It's called accountability. It is our job
no,
to hold them accountable.
It's not accountability
yes,
when
it
shows
over,
up in the paper.
Oversight
five people
and accountability.
Die in,
talking,
in a weekend. It was absolutely not true.
What paper did that show up in?
That showed up on Facebook with Mr.
Okay, Lewis. That's social media. That is not me. That is not
you
the
know
newspaper.
What? Social, somebody told social media that it was out there. So I disagree with you.
I hate Facebook. So
well, but it went around and all of this. So maybe if we weren't so much negative, and maybe we would work on the solution instead of not, we would get farther.
So if we're having staffing concerns, then wouldn't some of the resolution to that would be in your admissions policy?
No, the staffing problems is the same thing that's going on at Achieve and Roscoe. Staff is jumping from one place to the other. If somebody raises their price by $2 an hour, that's where they go. And there's a staffing issue through every nursing home in New York State.
So you continue to take in residents if you know that you do not have the amount of staff you need to care for them on nights and weekends?
I don't think the last thing that I looked at the report that weekend was pretty good.
That weekend.
Okay, so what do you want them to stop taking in residents? I mean, is that, what are you saying here?
What I'm saying is that the people who are in their care deserve to have care.
I'm saying,
they don't
and
deserve
they do get care, because obviously,
to sit in urine-saturated diapers and bed clothing. They don't deserve to be served cold food. They don't deserve bed sores. They don't deserve to be dehydrated and get
then
UTIs.
Let me ask you, if that was that bad, why didn't you remove your mother?
Because my mother had dementia. And when you moved her from one room to the next, it took her a minimum of 3 months to recover. For me to move her from one facility to the next would have destabilized her emotionally and mentally. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
I just asked
a question.
You asked a question, and now you're getting the answer.
Okay.
I didn't
That's
move my
fine.
Mom because it was not in her best interest. And where was I going to bring her?
That's the point.
Where was I going to bring her?
Two other facilities in
but thank
County.
You for inferring that my mother's care and neglect is the result of my decision.
No.
I love that. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. The problem is there's too many emotions in this.
The problem is that
cause.
I have experience that you don't.
Oh, really?
Did your mother sit in that nursing home with bed sores on her heel for months? Would
don't
you like
tell
to see
me
the photos?
I don't have experience. I've worked in two nursing homes. I've been part of nursing homes.
You didn't
home
work in that nursing home, and you
years.
Haven't worked in that nursing home over the last 2 years.
I have not worked in that nursing home, but don't sit here and tell me I don't have experience, because I'm
have
not taking that from you.
You have
Pat.
Experience in a system that doesn't exist anymore.
No, you're wrong. I have
no,
the
I'm
experience
not.
In the system that's every day that I deal with. I have two family members
that are
administrators.
I understand
and
that.
And I understand. So don't sit there and tell me. That may work out there telling other ones, but don't sit here and tell me I don't have an experience and you have more experience than me. Untrue. Okay.
Not,
motion to end.
I disagree.
Motion to adjourn.
And by the way, for the record, it's Ms., not Mrs.
Can you push the button on the
Public comment?
Public comment? Or don't we want to do that today? Public comment. Lou?
On a whim, you get to speak?
Sure, everybody gets to speak. I have no problem with public comment.
Thanks, Woody. I've known you a long time, Woody.
I know you have.
And I believe you to be a straight shooter, and you have no qualms about saying exactly how you feel about something. It's one of the things I appreciate about you. So would you care to let us know what your experience and which nursing homes you had previously worked at?
Yes, I worked at the Walnut Mountain Care Center before it was achieved, and the Roscoe Nursing Home.
What years were those?
Excuse me?
What years?
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at the years.
Because Walnut
If you're asking me if I'm experienced and I understand nursing homes now, I do. I talk to two different administrators all the time. So I have the update of the state and regulations and the DOH regulations.
I suspect it's frequently the subject of dinner table conversation in your home. Given the employment of your wife and son, I'm sure that nursing home requirements and care come up frequently. So I'm not going to question your experience and who you are talking to about what's required. Again, I extend an offer to you to come with me first thing in the morning, Woody.
I certainly will. You have my number. Give me a call, and I'll be more than glad to do that with you.
Okay.
Anybody else?
As far as the existence or non-existence of the LDC, it is a financial burden to the county the way it is right now because we're paying for things we shouldn't be paying. All right. The only reason it was put together was for the sale of the property. That's the only reason it had to be put together. Because the county could not do the sale itself. So to me, it's just another layer of stuff that's going on. And right now, you are the owner of the property. And the county is leasing the operator of the facility. Unfortunately, the person who's applied for the CON has admitted in her application that she is also the sole holder of the consulting agreement. So here she's a consultant supposedly making things better, and she's promising to make it better if she takes it over, but so far her track record has not shown anything of that to be true. And on top of that, her name is Esther Klein, and her husband is Saul Klein, and he signs all the contracts as the authorized signature, but I can't get anybody to admit to where the paperwork comes giving him the authorization.
I'd like to ask a question. In the meeting over here, there was mention made of the letter that was sent from the staff, or some of the staff at the ACC, just with a litany of problems and complaints, and yet in that meeting it was represented that everything was fine, that the staff was happy and they were telling you how wonderfully they liked working at the place. How can you?
I never said all the staff was happy. I said the day that I was there and I walked through and said hello to the staff.
And
what's
how many
going
staff
on,
did you say hello
the
to?
Staff seemed to be happy. Now, I'm sure all of the staff is not happy. I would be more than willing to sit down and talk to those staffs about and listen to why they're not happy. But I don't know who they are because the letter was anonymous.
Certainly, because they were afraid of retaliation for expressing. Right.
But how do you talk to somebody and find out if they don't want to come forward and talk to the people?
Well, I think that some of the things they said are certainly checkable without having to speak with individuals up there. I think they made a number of statements of things that could be researched.
And that's why I went and tore the building on that, because I was hearing these statements and I was hearing, reading stuff in social media, and I felt it was an obligation. I'm just reporting to you, I'm not saying that infant care is perfect. There's no nursing facility perfect. But I'm just bringing to light to you what I seen that day that I was in that building.
And I guess for one day, I guess you could make the whole place into the Taj Mahal, for all you know.
Yeah.
It's not a question of, you know, one or two things that have been happening. These reports have been coming in years over the time that infant care has been up there. And every single time it's just glossed over like, oh no, we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to comply with that. Paying the county back what they said they were going to pay? That's not right. That's not right.
Any other public comment?
Just got one other thing, Woody. I'd like to extend an invitation to the LDC to come to a meeting of the family council at the facility.
Okay.
And perhaps we can make it
let us know. I'm sure we'll
speak with staff. And,
I was just going to say that last year I had a really interesting conversation with Mr. Feldman about the state of nursing homes in New York and about his job, which was that he acted, and I think he still does, for the Department of Health as a consultant to nursing homes that with, you know, really bad citations that are, you know, rated even worse than our nursing home is rated. You know, there's numerous citations and fines, and so he gets hired by these facilities to try to, you know, bring them back up to, a level that's acceptable to anybody, you know, to put a living person into. And so, you know, it was very interesting to me because he's such an experienced person and because he really regarded the adult care center as, really like in great shape compared to all these awful places that he, you know, went to work. You know, for me, that was kind of a revelation that the adult care center was his normal when it was rated, you know, one star. And at that time, I think when I had the conversation with him, we had just had that, you know, very preventable death and numerous, you know, surveys that, you know, as a nurse, you know, I look at those surveys and, you know, some of it's like, yeah, okay, you know, there wasn't a cover on the Foley, you know, so that people can see the tube. Like, I didn't even know there were covers for Foleys till I read that survey. But there were other things that were really, you know, pretty bad in there. And so what's the point that I'm saying this? You know, it's like we get to these, levels where our perception of normal, you know, is really changed and things are acceptable. And, you know, it's really kind of awful for me having the experience of going to all these legislative meetings and telling legislators what's going on there. And as a nurse, I know, you know, the people are, you know, getting bed sores and they're falling. You know, all sorts, you know, it's a one, it's rated one. That's what that means. It's like going to a one-star hotel. You expect there's bed bugs. Of course there's bed bugs, and your food is going to have hair in it, and, you know, all the cliches of what happens in a bad hotel. That's what's happening at the adult care center. That's why it's one, and that's acceptable, you know, by anybody in that room. You know, that's just... You know, I just can't believe that that's where we're at, because I used to go there and say, oh, this is really not so bad. I could see being, you know, really old and sick and sitting here, and, you know, it wouldn't be so bad. But, like, I certainly, it would be bad now. Like, who wants to put anybody there? And, you know, like you said, the other option is to, you know, put them in Achieve or the Roscoe Nursing Home, whose ratings have also fallen recently. And
the reason,
you know,
why a lot of the star rating has fallen is by the way that it's being done with the amount of staff, and there's many issues other than just care that's in those ratings.
I know, I acknowledge that, you know, and I think that the way that the, you know, a big part of the problem is the situation that we're in, where Infinite Care has hired all these per diems and agency personnel that really have no you know, long-term affiliation, no relationship with the residents. We used to have all local people that knew all the residents.
But there's no work staff out there to hire.
Right, we used to have a
labor pool
around here.
And it's, like I said, it's the other two nursing homes in Sullivan County struggle and to get care and, you know, do what they have to do, if it's giving gift cards or paying triple time or what they have to do to get the care. And sometimes there's only...
When it was a county-owned home, a county-run, you know, they had dedicated staff there that were in it for the long haul.
That was a different world. I agree with you.
Yes, but it could be like that again.
I don't know where you get that because, like I said, the other two are doing the same thing to keep staff. Nobody stays. Nobody comes. They, you know, I know Roscoe. My wife has been there since 14, and she's been 14 years. I've been there. Part of that, I was at a fire the other night until 4 in the morning volunteering my time. And the same issues is what I was trying to say, that Sunset is having, the other two are having also with staffing. And I don't know what the answer is. One goes to 26, the other one goes to 27 an hour, this goes to 30. So these people that are working say, okay, I'll go there, I make more money. There's no, I don't know the word to use, that people care. Right, there isn't. People go, it's a whole different workforce. People go where the money is. I know Roscoe, that people were there 30 years, 40 years. They don't see that anymore. I mean, they have some staff that's still long-term, but most of their CNAs and nurses are jumping from building to building.
Right, I remember. I worked at Roscoe for
the one girl left that was in management and nursing, and she went to the hospital because they offered her more. And she wasn't at the hospital 6 months. A nursing home down the line by Goshen enticed her to come down there for a lot more money, and she was gone. And that's the pattern you're seeing. So, I mean, that's the big issue of staffing throughout any of the 600 nursing homes in Sullivan County. Well, I sit on a computer looking in and looking up statics and numbers and that.
Yeah.
So.
I would hope that the other two facilities in this county, the residents of those facilities are experiencing what the residents of this facility are experiencing, because that would break my heart. Another consideration is the reason why staff is leaving is when you're understaffed, you're jeopardizing licenses of RNs, LPNs, and CNAs.
I agree, and that's not just
that. That's why they're leaving.
They're not leaving for that.
Yes, they are.
I'm seeing the same thing in the other two.
I have a letter from an RN from November.
That's one.
There's quite a few of them who have left
okay.
because they do not want to jeopardize their licenses.
Okay.
Because if something happens, it's not going to come down on the administrator. It's going to come down on the nurse or the nurse or the CNA that holds the license.
It's going to come down on the administrator.
Not like it does on the nurse or the CNA.
Is that in the building that's in charge and responsible for everybody?
It comes down harder.
Too.
It comes down harder on those who are working on the front lines.
Okay.
July 2nd. 2020 is when all hell broke loose.
Okay.
That's when the last legislature came out and made the statement we're selling it. And that scared the hell out of a lot of employees, and some started to leave. One other thing I picked up listening to a webinar done by a professor from Cornell, my private nursing home, is that they purposely reduce the RN staff, but they usually keep the lower end staff well stocked. Okay? To keep the cost down. And that's how they play their game. So it's, the problem I have with this whole thing is nobody wants to sit down and talk to me with honest figures how much it's going to cost to take it back. We hear, take it back, it's going to cost too much, it's going to hurt the taxpayer. You know what? Show me. But nobody wants to sit down and show me or anybody else. They're telling the story they wait for what their benefit is, for what they want out of it. And if we hire county managers who don't want to run enterprise funds, then we need to find other county managers. Vanstow didn't want it. He was the first one to want to sell it. And this is still continuing on today. And this carryover of losing money and the money keeps growing is just a con game, because it costs us money because we didn't have enough coming in and we have to pay into it, when nobody talks about all the other things that we do as a county as a service that we pay into, we don't get any money out of at all. So here we are, we got people who are approaching that point in their life where they need care. And you know what? There's 9 members up there. Like that, one of them could need a facility. We don't know what's around the corner. And we deserve that good care, because I asked them, you weren't there. I asked some of the legislators, how many of you let your babies lay in their mess, and for how long? Why is it okay for an adult, for your parent or your grandparent to be laying in a mess because of understanding? We got to take care of people, or we're no good. I mean, the indigenous tribes did a hell of a lot better taking care of their elders than we do better than we do now as a population.
Ken, I can tell you that if I was caring for my mother at home and she experienced the neglect that she did at that facility, she would be taken from my care and I would be arrested.
Right. And if you didn't take care of your child, the CPS would be there in a heartbeat. Go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. See you next month.
Can you just, No.
Thank
you.
I gotta run.
How do I? The button on the red button? No, on the other thing. The red button. Yeah.